His Royal Majesty a happy 25th anniversary, a period of shocking global and local impact through various initiatives and activities that he has undertaken, not only for Asante Man, but for people of Ghana. And to your question, the king has been very phenomenal in his reign for the past 25 years. And his rule has not been focused on only cultural and traditional issues alone. As the people of Ghana can bear witness, he has transcended over traditional and cultural issues and delved into political areas where he has been able to link up with various governments, successive governments, to broker peace for other ethnic groups, and also lead government delegation where it was needful to even go out there and then solicit for help for the people of Ghana. And finally, he has also been associated with the peaceful coexistence among various political divide, religious groups, and then ethnic various ethnic dimensions in Ghana. And these are some of the high points of the king, not talking about his social initiatives. That's Otumfuo Education Fund, Otumfuo Charity Foundation, and then now Otumfuo Seed to the Second Foundation.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned notably his impact on democracy. What has been, to those who may not be aware of his interventions, what has been Nana Otumfuo's impact or role in keeping democracy and chieftaincy issues and policy on a steady platform?
Thank you very much. As people of Ghana will recall, we know that as King, who is a father for all, he welcomes all political groupings or parties to his palace. Menchia is a home for not one political party, but all politicians in Ghana. And anytime each of them visits him, all that he tells them is the peace for Ghana, number one. Number two, he encourages them to campaign or go out there and talk to people about what he can do for the people of Ghana. And number three, he is also somebody who have been standing out to ensure that there's coexistence among all political parties and the people of Ghana. And we will recall that in 2011, when the political temperature was very high, I think 2012, when the political temperature was very high, prior to the general elections, he had the courage and the goodwill to call all the political parties to let them put their hands under a peace accord, or what I call a vow to agree to whatever be the outcome of the then elections. So this and other things has been the high point of His Majesty over the years, not talking about what goes on in secret or behind the closed doors with the political leaders of our nation.